Praise the Lord. Good morning. It is good to be here in the house of God. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And we will read Psalm 61. Book of Psalm and Psalm 61. And then we will pray. Psalm of David. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle. Amen, Lord. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Hallelujah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Amen. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Thank you, Lord. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Hallelujah. Such a promises of God. You know, the best things we do, we start our day with reading the word of God. We get enriched, we get well supplied. Let's come to God. Let's give him thanks. Thank the Lord. Yes, O God, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, lead us and guide us and help us and strengthen us, Lord, with your love and your mercy and your help and your guidance. We thank you, we thank you, we adore you, we worship you. There's no one like unto thee, O God. Yes, O God. Thank you for our good healthy strength, the salvation of yours. Thank you for the word of God, your promises. Thank you for taking our sins away. Thank you for healing us, providing for us, sustaining us, delivering us from troubles. Thank you for protecting us from persecution and from whatever evil doing. We thank you, God. And we praise you. Thank you for our families, our job and our income, our children. Thank you, God, for all the blessings that we see and the blessings that we cannot see and we cannot discern. We thank you for all these wonderful blessings and promises that you give us. Even today, oh God, as we come, bless our worship. We invite the Holy Spirit to come. Anoint us, oh God. Help us to enjoy your presence. Help us, be with us and guide us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray and we ask for guidance and strength that come from you. Let's come now to the Lord and let us ask God forgiveness for our sin. Let us confess our sin to the Lord and ask him to heal us, forgive us, to cleanse us by the blood of Jesus from all unrighteousness. We thank you, God. We thank you, we bless you, we magnify you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Forgive, oh God, forgive, forgive. Forgive our sins, our trespass, and our shortcoming. Forgive, oh God. Forgive us, oh Lord, and cleanse us, cleanse your church. We who are here and all the rest of the congregations, the outreaches, the brethren, the families, cleanse, oh God. And heal, and Lord, strengthen and cleanse in the name of Jesus. Lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us in the way that you want us to go on and move. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's ask God our need. Let's ask God what you need. All your needs is with him. He is the only one who can help us, who can give us Cast all your burden unto Him because He cares for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, You care for us. You provide for us. You listen to our cry, to our sighing. You know our pain. You know what we are passing through. Thank You for the comfort. Thank You for the peace that we have in You, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless You. We magnify You, God. We adore You. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for Your love and Your care unto us. Thank You for Your provision. Thank You for answering Your prayer. Thank You for giving us our needs. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife and pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray also for your siblings. Yes, oh God. Thank You, thank You. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Redeemer, for everything. Hear our cry and hear our prayers. We are praying, oh God. I pray for each and every husband to put You in his head, and You will be the head of him, and to lead his family according to Your will, with love, understanding, and mercy, and consideration, and with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Pray for each and every wife. You bless our wives, and guide them, and help them, oh God, in their work, and ministry in the house, and with the children. Reward them, and be with them, Lord. I pray also for his parents. They will give also good discipline, correction to the children, and guidelines in life. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents. I pray for provision for each and every family. I pray, Lord, that each and every family will shine, for Your people will see You through their lives. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us and help us, Lord. We bless You. We magnify You. We adore You, Lord. Pray for Your job now. Pray for Your boss. Pray for the people who are with You in the work, that You will shine, that You will tell them about Jesus, that You will invite others into His kingdom. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for Your work. Pray for Your study to come on time. I pray for each and every brother and sister as they are working. Reward them and guide them and bless the place they are working, their jobs, their companies. For their sake, You bless them. Oh God, I pray for the companies that they are late in giving salaries. I pray You tell them they will pay all the pending salaries. Oh God, they will give on time. Give them a blessing so that they will give also Your children. And I pray for faithfulness to bring their tithes and offering and first fruit and vows unto You, Lord, that You will fulfill our vows and we will fulfill also Your word so that You will bless us. You will help us and You will strengthen us. Oh Lord, thank You, thank You. Thank You for Your love and Your care and Your mercy, oh God. We magnify Your name. We adore You, Lord. We worship You. There is no one like You, oh God. Help us and guide us. Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray for our neighborhood, our relatives, our friends, that we will preach the gospel to them, that we will impart Christ to them, that we will be a blessing to them. Yes, oh God. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Jesus. We bless You. We magnify You. We adore You. Oh God, help us and guide us and strengthen us with Your love and Your mercy. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, God. Thank You, Holy Spirit. Thank You for everything. We pray for souls to be saved from our neighborhood, from our friends, from our relatives, oh God. Use all our contacts, the people around us that we are meeting every day in our work, while we are walking, while we are going and coming. I pray that you will evangelize. You will open our mouth and speak Your word. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer and hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Jesus. Let's pray now for this country. Let's pray for UAE. Let's pray for the other places that the church has expanded here, in Oman, in Kuwait, also Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, America, Nigeria, Uganda, Malawi, Sierra Leone. Lord, we pray. We pray that we'll have favor from You and from me in all these places, that You would also stretch out Your hand and do miracles, that people will know You, and You give Your servants, all of us, that we will have boldness to preach, O God, that we will be a good example to them, that we will pray for them, O God, and that all our needs will be met and satisfied by you, that we will be also a good example obeying the rules of the government and authorities. Lord, help us and guide us, O God. Provide for us, Lord. Let's pray now for the church. Let's pray. Lord, we pray, refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for our brethren who have not received the Holy Spirit baptism. Fill them. Let them speak in tongues. And they will interpret tongue. And also, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, give us. Give us gift of healing, gift of faith, gift of pastoring, teaching, evangelizing, prophesying. We pray that your name will be lifted up and your name, O God, will be magnified and your name will be glorified. Help us, support us, strengthen us with your love and your mercy, O God. I pray for each and every one of us, the ministers, the workers, the individual members, the parents, the elders, O God, that every one of us will reproduce the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that people will see Christ through our lives, that we will be excellent love, peace, and joy, gentleness, kindness, self-control, and also generosity, and also humility, whatever fruit of the Holy Spirit. Oh God, we pray for more Bible study to be planted, for more congregation to be planted, for more people to receive water baptism and repent and come to you, Lord. Bless all the ministries of the church, the worshiping ministry, the church school, the publications ministry, the translations, oh God, the youth ministry and the children ministries and their parents, oh God. Lord, bless your church even today, oh God. Thank you for gathering us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence and your help and your support. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to praise you, anoint the worship, the songs, the recording, the message, the giving, all the items of our worship. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand and let us worship the living God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to be where you are. Thank you.
Yes, O God, we stand in awe of you, for you are King of kings and Lord of lords, mighty in battle, Prince of peace, the mighty God, the King of ages. Bring forth the royal robe and let's crown him with our praise. Let's give unto the Lord power and strength. Bring forth the royal robe and let's crown him with our praise. Let's give unto the Lord power and strength. Bring forth the royal robe and let's crown him with our praise. Let's give unto the Lord power and strength. Bring forth the royal robe and let's crown him with our praise. Let's give unto the Lord power and strength. For he is King of kings and Lord of lords, mighty in battle. From heaven. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We are grateful to you, O God. We thank you for our salvation. We thank you that you came to save us. O God, continue to speak to us today and guide us with your good Holy Spirit and lead us into your ways. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's now bring our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to the storehouse of God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. We thank you for all that you give us and what you provide for us. Oh God, here we are, we bring it to you as belong to you, from tithes and offering and our first fruits. Oh God, let your name be glorified and use this money, propagate it, oh God, and use it to bring the lost souls to you, O God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you help your people who are in need, those with low income, those without job, provide for them, O God. O Lord, give us wisdom how to use this money according to your will and according to your plan. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Book of Matthew, chapter 7, and verse 1 to 11. Matthew, chapter 7, verse 1 to 11. We continue today speaking about lessons from the sermons of Jesus on the mountain. Say, judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you meet it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and there shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eyes. Give not that which is holy unto dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask and shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we bless you, magnify you. We come before in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us. Help us and guide us and strengthen us, and let your word bring you glory and honor. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to go, God. And let be a teaching, a reminder, a rebuke, and correction into each and every one of us' life. We thank you, God. and we bless you. This all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Verse 1, when he says, judge not, Christ does not mean that the authorities or the judges will not judge those who do crimes, those who are criminals. No, he does not mean that. And it does not mean that the church will find out those who are doing sin and examine them and prove they have done wrong, that will not discipline them. That's not what he means. And also does not mean that if you find somebody have done bad to you, will not go to him and deal with him according to the thing that has been done. But what he mean here, the Lord Jesus Christ, just not. When you hear something and when you see something, and at once you utter your judgment and your severe judgment without verifying, without proof, without investigation, without knowing what is had happened really, and without asking the person, without going into details, you bring your severe judgment. That's where here the Lord says, judge not. And also certain time, we judge even the people's salvation, and we took in that case the position of God in their life. We don't know what is inside them. We don't know why they have done these things. We don't verify, but we are very fast to bring our judgment. He say, judge not that he be not judged. Because if he will be like this without consideration, without mercy, when we are irrational, and that's where that is what the Lord say, don't behave in such a way. And besides that, why we judge? What is the motive behind every judgment? Is our motive to correct, to help the person to come to Christ, to let him know the truth, or we have wrong motive? To boast, to show off, to oppress, to approve a point, or to put the person down? That's what he say here. That's what he say when he say, judge not. If you are in a wrong motive or there's something else wrong in you, don't express it in judgment on others. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. When you are like this, you will be also one day will be judged without consideration, without verification, without even understanding your situation. That will come back to you. It will come back to us, so that we need now to understand what Jesus means here. Some people, they say, you don't judge me. When you are criticizing their sin, and their sin is clear, or their lifestyle is clear. Example, they are living in adultery. They are having children. They are living without marriage. Example, another sin, cheating, stealing. When you are scrutinizing them and criticizing them for such sin, you are not judging them. That is the correct things that you are doing. So certain time, when they will say judge not, they are using this word of God in a wrong way to stop somebody criticizing them. But we know also that we should not be of wrong motive in using it, and we should not be so judgmental. We should not be also go beyond and severe, and out of a wrong motive or wrong purpose we go to judge certain kind of people. In verse 3 he say, because around the law there were Pharisees and scribes who were hypocrites. They have greed, they have love of money, love of position, love of worldliness, boasting, showing off, and he is rebuking them for their wrong way of dealing with people, and with their wrong motive behind all their action and judgment. In verse 3 he says, and why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thine own eye? The mote is a small twig, or it is just something small that is enter the eyes. And what do you mean here? You are judging the small things that is in other people while you don't see the beam. The beam here is a big piece of wood inside your eye. You are not seeing your greed, your love of money, your love of position. You cannot see your self-righteousness. You are not seeing these things, but you are seeing the small things in other people, and you go to rebuke and to correct and to scrutinize. And above all these things, you are doing this out of a wrong motive, to lord over, to oppress. That's where here the Lord is explaining more about such bad attitude for us as a human, and He wants to correct us. He says in verse 4, or how will thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. He says, how you will go and speak to them for the small things, but the big things that you are doing, the wrong things that's in your life, you are not seeing and you are not dealing with. You know, he's telling them, do you think that the people cannot see the wrong things in your life? They should be the one to rebuke, not that you are the one to rebuke them. They should be the one to criticize you, not that you are the one to go to them. He say, how this? You cannot see your bad example? And that's where here the Lord. The Lord wants us to check ourselves. Amen? I need to check myself every now and then. We need to check ourselves with the scriptures so that we'll correct, we'll repent before we can be fit to go and reprove other people for their wrong doing. In verse 5, he says, thou hypocrite. Hear what he means with the hypocrite. They are good in speaking about others, good in speaking to others about their sin, good in reproving them, good in rebuking them, good in correcting them, but they are hiding their own sin. Their own sin they are hiding and they are not dealing with. Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye. He said, first you deal with your sin. Deal with your wrongdoing, your bad example, self-righteousness, love of money, greed, boasting, worldliness. Deal first with these things or the other sin, anger, whatever sin you are doing. Deal with it first before you can go to other people. And then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Why he say, take the beam out of your eyes. First correct yourself. The big wrongdoing, big sin in your life, first you deal with it so that you can be able to see what is wrong in others. You will be able to see what kind of correction they need. That's what the Lord say. He say that, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eyes. After you correct yourself, you can see the truth. What I need to do with the life of the people, my brethren who are around me, what I need to correct in their life, this you will be able to do it and see it clearly when you can deal first with your own self. Now let's go to verse 6, Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. He says, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet, and turn again and rend you. Here the Lord is speaking about, don't give a precious thing which is here, the word of God. The pear here is the word of God. Don't give it to the dogs. The dogs, they are unclean animals at that time, and they are not allowed to enter the temple, and even the pigs and the swine. He said, don't give it to them, don't give the word of God to the people who are vile, who are violent, and who will, when you will correct them and you will give them precious things, Instead of they will appreciate, they will not appreciate that. Not only that they will not appreciate, but they will not only trample on it, step on the word of God, they will also come to you and rain. They will come and fight with you and come also to try to harm you and also give you troubles, and they will also persecute you. And where in Proverbs chapter 9, Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 7 and 8, how to deal with such kind of people? Don't give them the word of God. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 7 and 8, he say, he that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner. Don't correct somebody's scorner. Lest he hate thee, rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. That's what he understand here. We should not go to those violent and violent people and correct them, because they will pain and they will harm us, because they don't value the word of God that we are giving to them. Let's go back to Matthew 7 and verse 7. And the Lord say, ask, it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Here the Lord is teaching his disciple and the people around him, and teaching us today about the prayer. Once again, we need to ask God. We need to go to the Lord and asking him our need. In Matthew 6 verse 11, we learn, give us this day our daily bread. And again the Lord, when he told them about, don't worry about what you eat, what you drink, what you dress and put raiment, also in Matthew 6, he was teaching them about prayer. And even today, here, today the Lord is teaching us about the prayer. We need to ask God of our needs and not our wants. And we can read in James, book of James, chapter 4, and verse 2 and 3, they say, you lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. So what we learn here, when we ask God, we really need to be very careful to ask him our needs and not our wants that we're going to spend on our pleasures only. So we learn today that we need to ask God our need. And when we ask the Lord, we should ask with faith. Amen. We should ask the Lord in faith. We read about that in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 and verse 22 to verse 24. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Jesus is teaching us today about the prayer and to have faith on him. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. We need to ask in faith. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. We need to have faith in God when we pray. When we pray and ask the Lord our need, we need to have faith in God that He will provide us all our needs. And what we need to ask God in James chapter 1 and verse 5, it say, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. We need to ask God wisdom. We need to ask God discretion, how to take right decision and what we need to do in our life. That is what we need to ask the Lord. These are the things that we need. And also when we ask God wisdom, we should not doubt. We should not get double-minded. In verse 6, James 1, verse 6, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that is wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. When we ask God wisdom, we should have faith. We should have also no doubt, trusting the Lord that what we ask of Him, He shall be given to us as it is our need, and He will supply us with our needs. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. And you say, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. We need to seek God. We need to seek His will. We need to seek the good plan that He has for us. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, and verse 6 and 7, it teaches us how to seek God and what is the meaning of seeking the Lord. Isaiah 55, verse 6 and 7, say, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Seeking God is to return to the Lord, to repent of our sin, to draw near to God, so that we will receive forgiveness and we receive pardon and mercy from the Lord. That is what we learn from seeking God. And also we can read in Psalm 27, when we seek God, what we are seeking? We are seeking His face. You know, we should seek the face of God, not His hand. Seeking the hand, you want material things from Him. Seeking His face, you want God to be happy and pleased with you. Psalm 27 and verse 8, let's say, when thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart saith unto me, thy face, Lord, will I seek. We need to seek the face of God. How to make God happy? How to please God and how to do the right thing that God will be happy with. Let's go back to Matthew 7 and 7. Ask and you receive, seek and you find. And the third one is knock the door. Knock the door, and knock, and it shall be open unto you. We learn from Scripture to knock the door of God. In the book of Book of Luke, chapter 11. Book of Luke, chapter 11. There's a parable, we will read it. Luke 11, verse 5 to 10. And he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend to teach us here how to knock the door of God? Which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needed. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. What we learn here, that we need to be bold in knocking the door of God. We need to be knocking the door of God and not go to other door. Amen. Stay at his door, keep knocking until he will open. And also we learn from here that we need to be a friend with God to give us. And also we learn from here, from the situation, that we must ask him the urgent things and what we need, not our want, as we read in this story and this parable that Jesus had spoke. In Matthew 7, in verse 8, he said, for everyone that receiveth, that asketh, receiveth. When we ask God what we need, his will, his plan, he will going to give us and we will receive. And he that seeketh, findeth. God will give us what we are seeking of him. The good plans that he has for us. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, and verse 11 to verse 13, the promise of God to us to seek the Lord, that we will find him. He say, for I know the thoughts I have, I think toward you, say the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. We need to seek God and search for him, and we'll be found of him. We will find out the good plan for us and his blessing into our life. And we pray, we ask him his will. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, say, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. So when we seek God, when we ask him his will, he will reveal it to us. Seek and you will find. Matthew 6:33, we learn, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And let us read also Proverbs chapter 21. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 21, say, he that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, righteousness and honor. Life and righteousness and honor. If we will seek God, we will run after righteousness and after the mercy of God. Let's go back to Matthew 7 and verse 9. The Lord is teaching us about prayers, how to go to God in our needs. Amen? We need to go to God. No one can help us except God in our lives. God is bringing us back to the focus that we need to go back to God. For verse 9, or what a man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? He is giving here example about if your son ask you bread, you will not give him a stone. You will not give him something harmful. You will not give him something bad. If he will ask you fish, you will not give him a snake. And in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 12, he says, if he will ask you egg, you will not give him a scorpion. You will not give him harmful things. In verse 11, Matthew 7, 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Now here is encouraging us, the Lord. The Lord is teaching us to come to him in a prayer, ask him our needs, what we are in need, our problem, seeking him. He'll be the one to help us. Let's all stand now. Let's stand in God's presence. Let us examine ourselves. Let's come to God in repentance. Let us check our attitude. Are we judging others severely? Are we judging their salvation? Let us repent of these things. Are we, by example, are we dealing with other people's sin, but we are not dealing with our own sins? Let us renounce all these sins. Let us check if we have discretion and wisdom. Are we giving the word of God to the vile people and those who are violent and those who will harm us? Let us learn our lesson today and let's come to God now. Let us repent first of all this sin, wrongdoing, wrong attitude. Now come and ask God, seek God, ask him your need, seek his will, knock at his door, so that you will receive. Lord, hear our prayer, hear our cry, hear the cry of my brothers and sisters who are here, and our brethren in our places. Lord, hear our cries. Do miracles, do wonder. Oh God, you are beautiful beyond description, oh God. Lord, hear our prayers. Answer our prayers, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We magnify you, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for providing for us. us, O God. We thank you for answering our prayer. We thank you for providing our needs. We thank you for revealing your good thoughts and your plans for each and every one of us. Take your word, O God, and spread it. And let your people know your will and your plan. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in this name. Amen and amen.
Let's cry with a praise. Let's give unto you.